you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us. Our passage for today is going to come from 1 John chapter 1. We'll start in verse 5, and we'll stop at some point, which says this: "This is the message we have heard from him and proclaimed to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us." Chapter 2. "My little children, I'm writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And by this we know that we have come to know him, if we keep his commandments. Whoever says, 'I know him,' but does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, in him truly the love of God is perfected. By this we may know that we are in him. Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked." Imagine meeting someone who says that they are a massive Miami Hurricanes fan. And so you start to have a conversation about how they're doing this year, and this person doesn't actually know because, well, come to think of it, they haven't actually watched any games this year. And if you ask them how they thought Cam Ward was playing this year, and they said, "Well, actually, I don't know who that is," you might begin to suspect that this person was not a massive Hurricanes fan after all, however much they may claim to be one. Such is the case that John is making here in 1 John, that if we call ourselves Christians, then our lives ought to reflect that. John calls believers to walk in the light. And light represents a lot of things in Scripture, but at least two of them are this. One, light means truth. Darkness would be lies. It would be chaos and confusion, but light is revelation and truth. Jesus is the light, and we are called to walk in the light and the truth of who he is, but not just in the propositional truth about who God is, but we walk in the light in the way that we live our lives, and that we are pursuing the things that God has called us to, that we are walking in a way like Christ walked. Now, this can sound a bit overwhelming at first. My life needs to reflect Christ. Well, the more that we come to know Christ, the more we realize that's a tall order. Dare I say, an impossible order, except for the fact that the grace of God is operating in us, for those who have trusted in Christ. That we have the life of God through the Holy Spirit at work inside of us as believers. So when we are called to walk as Christ walked, we have Christ's help to do just that. That if we are believers, we are going to be walking in the light. We are going to keep his commandments. But interlaced throughout this whole discussion is the recognition that we are still fallen creatures, that we will still sin, while telling us that we need to be walking in the light, and that if we don't, then we have no fellowship with God. We are not cleansed by the blood of Jesus. He also says, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. While he is saying, "I'm writing these things to you so that you may not sin," he says, but if anyone does sin, we have an advocate, Jesus Christ. Back in chapter 1, verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Part of walking in the light, as John spells it out, is that we acknowledge the fact that we are still sinners. Sinners saved by grace and bound for glory, but sinners nonetheless. And that when we sin, walking in the light means keeping short accounts with God. We do not let sin drive us to shame, to hide from God like Adam and Eve did in the garden, but to bring our sin and our brokenness to God and say, "I've messed up, please forgive me." Like David prayed in Psalm 51, "Cleanse me and I will be clean." May we, as we are walking in the light, as we are pursuing Christ-likeness, if we are marinating in the Word, spending time in prayer, time with fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. When we fail, when we fall short, when we mess up, sometimes repeatedly, over and over, with the same sin struggles, that we let those drive us back to the cross, back to Jesus, and we say, "Forgive me." And we trust that Jesus is the propitiation for our sins. And by the way, that's a nice big word. What that means, according to my ESV study Bible, a sacrifice that bears God's wrath and turns it to favor. This is our standing in Christ Jesus. We are called, believers, to walk in the light, to really live the Christian life that we are called to. And this is an assurance to us that as we do this, when we fail, bringing it back to God in prayer, finding accountability and seeking to grow in Christ-likeness, we know that God is working in our lives, and we know that we can see Him do great things. So let us encourage one another to walk in the light. God, we thank You for Your Word. We thank You for Your grace that brings us into relationship with You and then sustains us on that same relationship with You. We need Your grace to grow into the image of Your Son. Help us to do that, God, for Your glory through our lives and for our good. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for tuning into another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.